A second quake struck Indonesia last night. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear from someone in the country about relief efforts there. And here are some of the news stories we're following at 32 minutes past the hour. The U.S. is bringing more aid to American Samoa and surrounding South Pacific Islands. Rescuers there say it could take weeks to account for those missing in the tsunami.
The U.S. and other world powers, five other world powers actually, are meeting with Iran over its nuclear program. Those talks are going on in Geneva right now. And regarding Afghanistan, the White House says that President Obama plans to take several more weeks to review strategy there before deciding whether to send more troops. This comes after he met yesterday with top advisors to discuss the way forward in Afghanistan. Those are some of the news stories we're watching this morning.
So into Indonesia, a second earthquake struck the country last night that follows yesterday's devastating quake there that's killed more than 500 people. Many of them were trapped under collapsed buildings, and that death toll is expected to climb. Joining us live from Padang is the BBC's Karishma Vaswani. The Padang, Karishma, is the nearest city to this second earthquake, correct?
It's the nearest large city to the first earthquake, the one that struck on Wednesday at about 5 o'clock local time in the afternoon. Now, the death toll from that, as you say, is rising quite dramatically. In the last few hours, it's gone from about 400 to now above 500. What we're hearing is that the rescue officials are saying it's very difficult to get to some of the areas worst affected. In fact, Padang has most of the areas that are worst affected in the city. We've been here driving through trying to assess the damage for ourselves. Initially, on the outskirts of the capital city, it was very difficult to see what kind of impact this earthquake had had. But as you got closer to the city center, where homes are more densely packed, where buildings are closer to one another, the damage was evident. We saw scores of homes and buildings, hotels, restaurants, schools, completely collapsed. One restaurant, in fact, had been totally destroyed. And I was there while they were trying to pull, while rescue officials were trying to pull what they believe were 60 people still trapped underneath. Now, local people tell us that at the time the earthquake struck, the restaurant was packed. It's often frequented by college-goers, young college-goers who go there for a cup of coffee at the end of a long day. Now, the problem for rescue teams, of course, is trying to it's a race against time for them. They're trying to get to as many people as they possibly can, but there's just not enough of them.
Well, I understand that the relief efforts are seriously hampered because not only are many phone lines down and communication is a problem, but many of the roads are impassable. They've been cracked, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The phone lines have yet to be come up and running, although in the last couple of hours we've been able to get on the telephone. That wasn't the case when we first arrived in the city. Electricity is, again, not completely back up. So very big obstacles in the rescue operation. Road transport, road access, I should say, is also a challenge. Now, rescue officials have been saying to us that they've dispatched dozens of doctors, scores of doctors. This morning, in fact, we saw at least 90 get on one of the military planes that we accompanied to come and visit the city of Padang. Now, we're hearing reports, unconfirmed, that the Indonesian vice president is due to visit this city to try and assess the damage for himself and to try and figure out what kind of aid and rehabilitation package he needs to put together. Unconfirmed, I say, because we've got no official comments yet from the president's palace. But this is a very devastating disaster for the entire nation.
Okay. Karishma Vaswani is with our partner, the BBC. She spoke to us from Padang in Indonesia.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.